Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Listen, listen, listen. Let the spirit of the Lord just flow right now. Just wherever you're at right now, understand where God is right now, because I'm a person that can testify that I would have never made it without him. And I know that each and every person that's on this line right now, and it's just a beautiful way to bring in the presence of the Lord. And I want you to know, just the song in itself just enters him into our presence. So whatever you're doing right now, just raise your hands and give God some praise and just thank him on this beautiful Monday morning, September the 6th, 2021, and just shout out to him. Even if you're not in a place that you can shout, just let your heart speak for you and tell him thank you. Thank you for being there with you through your hard times, through your good times, through your bad times, through the times that you felt like that things just was not going right for you. And I'm talking to every nation that's on this line. I'm just not talking to one person. I'm speaking to everyone this morning, because God's presence is just so, his mercy endures forever. And we sometimes have to just let him know that his mercy endures forever. We thank him for our new mercy, for waking us up this morning. Ha! If he wouldn't have woke us up this morning, we never would have made it. How awesome is that? God is just such an awesome God, and I am just so thankful and grateful to be on this broadcast this morning. As ADM still, we're in the month where we are celebrating our anniversary. So we say again, all over again today, happy anniversary, ADM, to the faithful members, to everyone, our apostle, our first lady ones behind the scene, in front of the scene, all over the scene, that's making it happen. We say thank you, but we understand this. We would never have gotten this far if it wasn't for God, our Father, our Abba, our Daddy. We wouldn't have. So we never want to be into a place where we do not acknowledge what God has done for us. And we can never, ever, I want you to understand the words that's coming out of my mouth. We can never, ever repay him for the things that he does for us daily, the things that he does for us every second. As you click your fingers, God is doing something, and we're just so grateful and so thankful. So we say good morning again to everyone We thank you for joining our executive meeting where God is the head of our lives, where we sit, we break the bread of life with him, he feeds us our daily manna, and we drink the living water so we shall not thirst anymore. And guess what? We are so thankful and so grateful that you are continuing to put God, make God your number one priority. So on today, I want you to think about the things that God has done for you, the places that he has brought you out, and you know that you never would have made it without him. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Will you please bring us in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. Once again, we thank you for tuning in, and once again, it's an awesome experience and an awesome journey to commune with you and to commune with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We thank you, God, and like Evangelist said, we would have never made it. Like the songwriter said, I would have never made it, Lord, if it was without you, oh God. So I thank you, God, for this day, oh God, for just waking me up today like never before, oh God. You always, God, stand on your promises, God, and you never come back void on the things you do, oh God. Lord God, there is no God like you in the heaven or on earth, oh God. You, God, who faithfully keep your promises, God, when I walk with you, oh God. You always stand ready, God, to receive me, God, where I'm even in my wrong, God. You will correct me, God, and you will open me, you welcome me back, God, with open arms, oh God. We thank you, God. Lord, occasionally, God, I tried, I listened to my special, oh God, and God, I'm tempted to think that you may not love me, God, but then I remember, God, you revealed your unselfing love, God, your encompassing love by sending your son, your only son into this world, oh God, and I thank you for this, my God. This, you gave him up as a sacrifice for me, oh God, for my sins, oh God, so I can come to alive, God, through him, oh God, and now, God, I live, God, with you, God, in eternity, God, because of your great love, God, and your great sacrifice, oh God, I thank you, God. We thank you, God. Father God, you loved me before I could surrender my life to you, oh God. Back then, God, you gave up your son for sin for me, oh God. Knowing this, God, I can't doubt that you are loved. You give me every good gift because you've already given me the best gift, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. Your love can't be contained, oh Lord. We know this, God. Not now, God, not ever, God. Not by any conceivable or inconceivable thing, oh God. We thank you for this, God. And because I'm resting in your love forever, God, I can overcome anything. Oh God, I know this now, God, and I stand firm in it, God. In any doubt, God, any doubt in my heart, in any fear in my heart, God, we thank you, God. We ask you to release it and remove it, God. Because there's no fear, God, is unto you, oh God. Nothing that you cannot handle, oh God. There's nothing that you cannot repeat, you cannot replace, God. You cannot fix, oh God. There's nothing on the moon, God, that you cannot take care of, oh God. If we put our mind and our heart into you, oh God. If we clear the God, walk with you, God, like never before, oh God. The things around us in us is within around us, God, would change, God. If we only turn our life over to you, God, like never before, oh God. If we lay ourselves down, God, like a sacrifice, oh God. So, Lord, I love you back right now, God. I love you back like never before, oh God. And because I'm overwhelmed by your precious, powerful love for me, God, I offer my life as a sacrifice of love back to you, oh God. Use me, God, like never before, God. Use me, God, to love others, Lord, the way you love. Oh God, I pray in your name, your precious Jesus' name, God, that we have an awakened God, an epiphany of you, oh God, like never before, God, to know that you are moving in our life. You're always with us, God, and we thank that we are alone, God. You continue to walk with us, God. You're lifting us up, oh God. You're bringing us up out of things, God, that we never thought we could do on our own, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. Continue, God, to pour to the people, oh God. Let them know, God, that it's you, God, that's doing anything and everything in their life, God. It's the true love of you, God, that's doing it. It is not us that's doing it, God. It's you. And we must walk boldly and proudly and love you like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, God. And it's in your name, oh God, I love you. From here to the mountaintop, God, I shall praise your name like never before, God. There's nothing, God, I can put before you, oh God. We thank you, God, it's in your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We do love you, Lord, and we have no problems with letting you know that. And on this morning, we are definitely going to let you know how much we love you. And yes, today is, we're talking about that L-O-V-E, that love. We're not talking about that artificial love. We're not talking about that surface top of the surface love. We're talking about that deep down rooted love, that love that only God can give us, only God can teach us, a love that you have to really dig into and know that it is true. A lot of us easily sit and say that word. We easily sit and say that's where we're at, but we truly don't know. And God did give the ultimate sacrifice to show us how much he loves us. And he shows us that every single day. And that's why it is so important for us to understand what I think is best for everyone to do is to get into a place where you start studying the word love. Study the word love. Pray about love. Just open up and allow God to let you know what love is, because a lot of people feel that love is you can do something and nobody says anything about it, or you can do something. I brought this topic up before, and I had to use my sons as an example and sit and say when they were coming up, a lot of things we would turn our eyes to my husband and I would sit and turn away from, and because we didn't want to have them in a place where they felt that, you know, or that they were mad with us, or they were in a place or whatever. But as I continued to walk in Christ, with Christ, as long as Christ, the Holy Spirit, lives within me, he started abiding in me, things started to change. I realized that love takes you into a place of obedience, and that's one of the things this morning. Love leads to obedience. Jesus said that when we love him, we will obey him. That's in John 14:15. And the apostle John writes in 2 John 1:6, he writes that love for God consists of our obedience to him. So I want to say that again. In 2 John, the apostle writes that love for God consists of our obedience. And I like to say that the level of our obedience to Jesus determines the love of our love, the amount of love that we're willing to give him. I believe our love for him and obedience to him can grow, and it can grow. And as it is growing, you're getting strengthened. Your ways, your areas, all of those different things are straightening up. You're coming in alignment to what God, the Holy Spirit, has in place for you. A lot of us do not want to go through that. We don't want to go through it. We take love and we just take the word for granted. We take it all out of content. We play with it. We really take it for granted. But as the scripture said, to love me is to obey me. And again, I just thank God for accountability. I thank God for accountability partners, because when you know that, you can sit and say, for instance, let's just use your child. You see your child doing something and you say nothing to that child, you are sending that child to hell. And that's not what Jesus died for us. He died for us to have eternal life. The love that he gave, the love, the open sacrifice that he gave, the public humiliation, the blood that he shed, it goes back into the love that he has. As you rewind things and you start studying and you just get into a personal relationship with him, you will understand what love truly means. And see, we come as a people, we come half-hearted with different things when Jesus came wholehearted. We come half-hearted when God comes wholehearted with us, just as the song stated, never would have made it without you. We never think about it, saints. Think about it. We wouldn't be here today to have a story to tell, to be on this line this morning, if God didn't love us, if God didn't make the sacrifice that he made up with his son, his only begotten son, you and I wouldn't be here today. So how do we repay God? We can sit and wave our hands in the air and tell God that we love him. We can go to church every Sunday and act like that everything is okay. But I want to ask, I want to go a little deeper today. What do you do when you are not in church? What do you do when the people are not watching you? What do you do and what do you say? What type of behaviors do you have when you sit and when you're confessing? You are confessing that, or you're decreeing and declaring. Remember, when you decree and declare, it is established. What are you saying out of your mouth? Is your actions lining up with what you're saying when you say, Father, I love you? Even when you say, I never would have made it without you, you're telling God, I love you to the very end. I'm acknowledging that it was you and only you. So this is what I have to do, and this is what I have to say. I want to be the first to tell you this. When we sit and say that we love God, and when you open yourself, you surrender all, you give him your all, and he abides in you. I'm not talking about walking with you. I'm not talking about talking to you. I'm talking about abiding in you. I'm talking about residing in you. He is in you. Because once he enters, once you invite him in and that love comes in, then things are going to start changing. It's nothing about you can be the same. Yes, we have days that we have hiccups. There may be some things deep down rooted inside of you because you've been through so much hurt and pain, turmoil, so many harsh trials and tribulations. You may either have post-traumatic symptoms going on in your life. But I want to say this to you. When you get into a place where you are in love, first of all, in order to be in love with Christ, you have to learn to be in love with self. You have to learn to be in love with self. Let's go there this morning. You have to be able to go and you have to get to a place where you identify self. And you have to, the number one person that we choose not to forgive or we just refuse to let go. You may have done some things in your life and you still carrying on or holding on to those things. So that forgiveness, that unforgiveness is not there. You choose not to forgive yourself. But I want to sit and say this to you today. In order for you to love Christ, in order for you to make that confession, that statement, that declaration, you have to love self first. Because if you can't identify love in you, you definitely can't identify what Christ did for us. You cannot identify what God is doing for you every single moment, every single day. There is no way. And the Bible tells us to love others as we love ourselves. But how can you love that other person when you don't know how to love yourself? And I'm sitting and I'm talking some real stuff because I know people that holds on to things that has happened in their past. I can speak for my very own family. Hold on to different things and they hold on to them day after day, and that forgiveness is just built, that unforgiveness just continues to build up to the point where nothing else can enter. It's nothing else. There is no space in people's hearts for them to allow the word L-O-V-E to enter into their hearts because it's so much plaque. The arteries are hardened. The vessels are all decayed. It's no more life into them. They just dead there. The blood is just barely pumping. The oxygen is barely pumping because they hold on to different things. So number one, what we must do is, we must get into a place where we identify the things that's holding us up, that's holding us from loving self first. Because if you can't love self, you definitely can't love anybody else. And in order for you to truly, genuinely say that you love somebody, you can't have hatred in your heart. It does not. Remember, we always say that the Holy Spirit does not do an occupied burglary. He is coming in freely as you ask him to come in, as you invite him to come in. He's going to come in. And coming into him, you can come just as you are. But you have to be into a place where you're willing to allow him to change. Because, see, once you invite him in and he brings that love and everything else that he's bringing in, you have to be into a place to change. Because when you have an encounter with Jesus, when you have a true encounter with Jesus, it's nothing about you going to be the same. If you sit and tell me a story that you had an encounter with Jesus and you opened up and you just allow him to come on in, and I see that you are continuously doing the same old thing over and over, I may not say anything to you, but I'm going to look. Because when you have a true encounter with Jesus, all other things, and you allow him, you no longer think for yourself. He is your thought pattern. Your feelings become the feelings of the, and your characteristics of the fruits of the Spirit. Different things will change. As I said, the neck rolling, the eye popping, all of those things, yeah, we're still human. We're still human, but for most of all, you're going to be into a place where you're striving to make a difference, because there's nothing perfect about us, but we don't have to stay in the same place all the time. When God, when you enter into a love relationship with God, then, like I said, the different things will change. Your vision starts to change. Your hearing starts to change. The way you walk, the way you talk, it starts to change. The different things that you do in your life on a day-to-day basis, it starts to change, because you're not now relying on self. You are relying on the Holy Spirit to be your lead and to be your guide. You're leaning on the love that has entered inside of you. When that person, that very person that you have seen that might have been your worst enemy, let me tell y'all something, saints. When the people that you know that have done you wrong, when you could see them and still have a smile on your face, you could see them, and God has, instead of you having a hatred of feeling, God has turned up the love for them. You could see them, and they got an issue, and you don't have a problem if the Holy Spirit leads you to pray for them or whatever, and that's love. That's love. I've always expressed to my sons, I had a very, very traumatic childhood. But you know what? By me talking to God, and I've been sitting up in trees from the age of 6, talking to God, developing a relationship with him, whether he not getting an answer back. But to me, I said just me talking to him, and I would ask him, when this person, when I go down here and this person do this to me today, don't let me hate them. Let me love them. And when people do stuff to me, it's the most strangest thing. I cannot hate them. I cannot even dislike them. What God does is he turns the love up for them, for me. But see, one thing about it, I have common sense. And like I say, my thoughts are not mine. They're the Father's thoughts. They're the Holy Spirit. So what he will do is, I can love you, but I have to love you from a distance. But I don't have to worry about when I go to sleep, when I close my eyes at night, if the end of the world comes tomorrow, that I will go to hell or be judged the wrong way because I have hatred in my heart. I have to let it go. Because, see, it does not belong to me. I don't even belong to myself, because I let the Holy Spirit enter in and reside in me. So the different things that's going on, the different things, what I might want to hold on to, I might want to sit in my carnal mind, sit and want to look you up and down and tell you if you would have, should have, just jump, just do whatever, if you act froggy. But guess what? The Holy Spirit, once you invite him in, He's going to change that. That love takes over everything. That love creating you a clean heart. That love renews your mind. That love gives you the tenacity, the perseverance, the endurance to keep going on, because you're at a place where you want to show God that, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for all that you do. I thank you, Father God, for the love that you give me. I thank you, Lord, when I was at my weakest moment, Lord, your love lifted me. Hallelujah. Your love lifted me, Father. When I was in a place, in a maze and didn't know where to go, Father God, your love gave me the vision. Your love is what allowed me to come out of that place. When I wake up with a cloud, a place of uncertainty, Father God, I can call on you. I know that you're there, and you're going to give me the clarity. That's what God's love does. That's what the love, I'm going to say it again, because I hear a lot of people sit and say, because I say it to myself until God had to quicken me and let me know. I sit and say that he's walking with me, but let me clarify that on this morning. He resides inside of me. He's not walking with me. He resides. He is my thought pattern. He is the very person that allows my heart to beat. He is the person that puts me on the right path and allows me to go. He is the person that when I see my enemy, I'm able to turn the other cheek. Why? Because why am I even concerning myself with them when I have the most powerful person in this world residing inside of me, the person that can change my atmosphere in a matter of a second, the person that gives me the ability to walk up straight in a righteous position, the person that gives me the option that when I fall, he gives me the option to either stay down or take his unchanging hand for him to lift me up, the person that when I fall short of sin and I come to him and I say, Father, forgive me, he forgives me. Why would I sit and worry about anything else? What I have understood on today, what I understand on today as we are speaking right now, that love conquers all. Love conquers all. The love of God conquers all. And that's where you and I need to understand that. We need to get into a place and understand we don't have to do nothing extra. We don't have to go out of our way or whatever. When you see your enemy coming towards you, you don't have to make a U-turn. You can keep on going straight because you realize that the love inside of you is going to just take care of everything about it. Come on in. Come on in, Minister Shakita. What do you have to say?
Eventually, there is a supply, saints. Good morning again. And there is a supply connected with the love of God. And there's a verse in John 15:5. It said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, that the same bringeth forth much fruit. For ye without me can do nothing. I had to understand this for my life because I got into a place to where, like you eventually said, I got so much, had so much plaque built up inside of me from the different things that happened in my life as a young child, the different things that certain individuals allowed me to, like as I was a child, that different the adults could have stopped and that could prevent it. It caused me to put a hatred in my heart towards certain individuals, especially towards men and women as a child. And I didn't understand a lot of the things that I was going through, and it was God pushing me and making me get a closer relationship at an earlier age. At an earlier age, I went through a lot of abuse, mentally, physical, and sexual abuse. And I went through a phase where I was telling the people and the adults around me, they never believed me. But one night, there's a minister, he's no longer here, his name is Reverend Ike, and he was a real flamboyant minister. He came on the TV, and it was like 12 o'clock at night, and I was like 4 or 5 years old. And he said that there's a source, there's somebody that loves you, and he sees and he knows everything that goes on around you. I stopped playing with my doll, and I looked at the television, and I listened. And he said, you can, anything that's going on around you, and it's bothering you and it's hurting you, you can pray right there. You can stop it from happening right then and there. So when the things that were going on and the acts that was coming on against me that was hurting me in my spirit, I started to call on God. In an instant, the person that was hurting me stopped. I got to the point where I started screaming loud in the midst of acts. It stopped. At an early age, I understand that God was in my life right then and there. So I never stopped asking God when stuff goes on. I never stopped praying to God. Stop it, Lord. Please, God, come right now, God. Please, God, come right now. But at the same period of time, I did not know that I was not properly connected, because at the same time I was praying, but I was allowing the hate and the different things that I was going through to build up in my heart that was not allowing a proper connection to God within me. So today, fast forward to today, I truly, truly came into a real understanding of God. One day when I go into my private studies with the Lord, I take my Bluetooth speaker with me sometimes. And I was sitting in the park, and I was just listening to the Spirit and the Word, and I was just reading my verses that I'll go through. And the speaker went off. And I hit the speaker button again and turned it back on. It played for a second and it went back on, off. And I said, Lord, I took my Bluetooth charger and I plugged it up to the socket. I understood that with the batteries, there was only a limited supply with the batteries. But there was only limited when I relied, my Bluetooth relied on that battery. But once I connected it up to a power source that the outlet provides continuous power that will only stop if a power outage or an electric bill is neglected. That's it. It's even deeper and eternal and reliable manner for your life. With the sap from the vine, the source of life flowing from Jesus is to us. That's what that Bible verse means. The sap from the vine is flowing from Jesus to us. That's an eternal love. The sweet is the sap that flows from the vine to the branches, bringing life for us. The vine, the vine depends on the gardener's knowledge and experience. The branch depends on its nourishment. What are you doing to nourish your grounds? What are you doing in your life to bring forth the love? What are you doing to bring forth the disconnect in your love on the vine and the continuous flow of sap? In the same way, we are the branches, and we are dependent on Jesus. That's the true vine. That's the true love of God. The gardener is our Father God. Jesus called us to remain in him and depend on him. A continuous connection to the vine is imperative for our spiritual life. In John 15:5, Jesus tells us, abide in him. For without me, you can do nothing. Everything is dependent on God, a loving God. So, saints, today, sit aside and grab you a piece of paper and sit down and jot down the things in your life. You draw a line down the center paper, and you draw a line down the center paper, and on one side, you list the things that show your strength and show your self-sufficiency in the natural world, such as your salary and purchases of different things and your car that you have and different things, your recent meal you paid for at a restaurant and different things like that. Now, I'm going to ask you, because these are the things I ask myself, and these are the things the last few weeks I have a testimony I'm going to bring forth one day about the last few weeks. What promises my dependencies on God is on the other side of that paper. List the examples of your dependencies on God, such as your spiritual nurturance, your inner strength, your salvation, your prayer in life, anything that you believe that deeply that draws you closer to God. Now, you draw lines that connect these items on both sides to a sentence at the bottom of the paper, and you begin the sentence with an affirmation. I am dependent on God. because, and I've got this, this is what I was doing the last week. I am dependent on God because my life depends on it. I am dependent because of God for the love of God because my children's life depends on it. My life, my love life, my husband depends on it. My church life depends on it for me to stand properly and stand in all trueness of God and to stand with him and walk with him like never before and make sure that I am walking in trueness of God. I am removing the cracks and different things in my life of God. That's not of him. That's allowing a true disconnect and not allowing me to come into a true connection with God. It's truly like, once again, evangelists say so eloquently, apostles say all the time, it is self that allows us to be in the way of the things that God brings in our life. God loves you before you was even brought into this world. He knew you. He knew the in and out of your inner, of every depth of you before you could even understand yourself. So why not to the head and understand that is true love that he's bringing forth in your life. He set a plan for you already, but we must understand we got to remove the things of ourselves and of this world that we've allowed to come into the place to where we are not allowing him to truly, truly, truly do the things that he can do in our life and truly bring us into the really real understanding mentally, physically, and spiritually where he wants us to be in life. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. And I want to add on to that, that I want people to understand this, is that we cannot deserve God's love. God's love comes unconditionally. I want to make sure that that point is brought out, that his love comes unconditionally. Just look around you. You didn't ask to be here. Just as she said, he knew us when we were in our mother's womb. That's love. When God created the earth, that's love. When God made the Ten Commandments and let us and put things into place for us to live a life. God loves us so much, he wants us to have a life of fulfillment. He wants us to have a life of prosperity. God did not create us to walk around with hatred and discord and all of these different things. That's something that we pick up as going on in life. We pick those things up, and see, we pick them up. We may pick them up because of different things that may have happened to us, but this is the thing. You don't have to live with them. We stay into a place of captivity too long because we refuse to seek out to God. We refuse to seek ye first the kingdom of God. We refuse to go before him and say, Father, I don't. You don't have to go in there with a script. You just have to speak to God. You just have to let him know. I don't know what's going on with me, but A, B, and C is happening, and I don't want to be there. I want to experience your love. Just the fact that creation took place, that shows us that God loves us. I don't know what we're looking for as a people, but every time I open my eyes, that's love. Every time I'm able to do, I still got my mind. It's love. Some people go through so many different things in life that things just overtake them. But I want to sit and charge you today and sit and let whatever it is that's holding the places, that's keeping the places where love is trying to seep in and enter in, release it. On today, the problem is that people feel like to be a Christian that it has to be very difficult and complicated. We feel we got to follow 100 of rules and do a multitude of things for God to love us. No, God wants you to be yourself. God wants you to be yourself. God wants you to understand who you are and learn yourself and identify the different things that you have going on. And then he wants you to give him, to ask him to let him enter into, to abide inside of you. So don't he, you may can't do it. I could not get the things that was going on out of myself on my own. I realized that I had to call in for help. I had to call on the Calvary, and that was the Holy Spirit to come. come and help me do some things in my life. And even though sometimes I fall short, sometimes I get into a place that I might try to go back to my old ways, but I'm going to tell you what I do. I pinch myself. I don't care what different people have to say. I literally pinch myself and remember that Christ is the center. God is the center of my life. The Holy Spirit is what leads me. The Holy Spirit is what's operating inside of me. I no longer own myself. Jesus paid them, so I'm giving him back, and that is me. That is me. I'm giving everything back to him. And there are times that I have to fight a little harder to keep myself, keep my flesh up under subjection. But guess what? It doesn't bother me anymore. It does not bother me. It does not bother me when God pours his discipline on me and let me know, listen, you are out of line. You are out of line. I have not brought you this far to allow you to turn back. I have not brought you this far for you to throw in the towel. I have not brought you this far for you to revert back into some of your old ways. I need you to fix your mouth. I need the words that come out of your mouth to be acceptable, because my people need to hear. My people need to be fed. That's what I need you to do. I need you to stay on a straight and narrow line. And no matter what it takes, guess what? I vowed. I vowed, B-O-W-E-D, I vowed to the Lord that I will do it. Because you know what? You don't know my story. You don't know my testimony. I give you a little tidbit about it. But I can tell you this, God knows it all. And he's the one that his love is what conquers everything in my life. His love is even in my times of humility or I feel shamed. God says, no, you pick yourself up. You walk and be the black stallion that I have created you to be. You keep your head up, because everybody, we all fall short of his glory. But see, that's what love is. That's what love is. Love is being in a place when people don't judge you. Love is being in a place where people tell you, come just as you are. And in the midst of you coming, where just as you are, they see some things that may need to be fixed, because, see, they realize that those are the people that God is abiding in as well. See, you don't want to deal with people that's not in a place where they can truly help you. People will sit and say they love you and then go and do something else. You need those people that you see Christ in. You need those people that's walking in Christness. You need those people that know that love is patient, love is kind. Those are the people. Love is not going to conquer you to the point where you get angered and get all out of character or whatever. You stand in the place where God, the Holy Spirit, is abiding inside of you. He's residing inside of you. And I sit and tell people today, one of the best choices, it is the best choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. It is the best choice when I decided to allow Christ, when he was at the door knocking, and when the door opened, I said, come on in. When I said, come on in, I'm here just as I am. But one thing I know with that just as I am, see, people take it for granted. They feel like just as I am, he took me just as I am. But when Christ is abiding inside of you and you in him, you're not going to stay the same. That just as I am, that falls away. Every step you take, if you're taking it with him inside of you, I'm not talking walking beside you. I'm talking in. See, when you inside, when he's inside, he has total control, because you've now died to self. You've died to self, and he has total control. But I charge you all today, because it is so very important in this day and time. Pay attention to the times. Pay attention to the different things that's going on in your life, that's going on around you. You need Christ to live inside. You need the Holy Spirit to be your guide, because that's the one that's going to tell you, listen, we need to go over here. We got to go into a place of refuge right now. We got to go right here, because the terrors by night coming in, we got to be able to dodge them. We got to get into a secret place. We got to stay in Christ. You have no choice. And listen, love is, ha, ha, Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When a prophetic word comes and tells you what you need to do and how you need to do it, that's love. That's love when the prophetic is constantly coming to you and giving you the answers. So remember, the prophetic is inspired by God. The prophetic comes straight from the horse, from God himself mouth. That's where it comes from. And it's up to the men and women to deliver it, but that's love. That's love. That's when God is telling you, this is what I need you to do in this day and time. Remember, he told the Israelites what to do. He told them to stay in the house when the spirit of death was coming through. He told them exactly what to do. And he gave them. God has given us the instructions on how to live our lives. You and I must understand that that's love. You sit and feel like, oh, that's too strict, that's too whatever. It's love. I don't understand why people as a Christian feel like it's so hard to be a Christian. Because see, what you need to understand, the things that you do, you cannot allow them to turn into sin. I am a damn. My sons and anybody you know would tell you I'm going to dance. If I hear a song, an old school song, I don't care where I'm at, I'm going to do all my little old school things. Does that make me a sinner? Does that make me a sinner? What makes me a sinner is when I allow, and let me give you, help you right quick. What makes me a sinner when I allow the anger to take over? What makes me a sinner is when I'm purposely going out and doing things that's totally against what God says not to do. What makes me a sinner is for me to continuously to lie, to cheat, to steal, to go out there and be a whoremonger when God has already cleansed me from being those things. That's what makes me be a sinner. But me dancing, me laughing, me having fun, me even sometimes being in a place of joking, it does that make me a sinner? No, it doesn't. So I want to sit and tell everybody today, let go and let God. If Jesus is knocking at the door, open the door. Allow him to come in. Allow that love that he possessed that can give you freedom, that can overcome any obstacles that you have going on, that can take your shame and put you in a place where you are not shame. Your humility, turn your humility into humbleness. Turn your misery into joy. Turn your confusion into peace. Let go and let the Lord, the Holy Spirit, come in, invite so you can surrender all. Because I want to sit and tell you what First Corinthians say about love. It says, this 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always persevere. Love never fails, but where there are no prophecies, they will cease. Where there are no tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. God, the scripture tells you right there exactly what love is. A person that's on this line this morning, no matter where you at, you cannot sit and say that you do not know what love is. It didn't come from Evangelist Nita or Minister Chiquita. It came from the scripture itself. And that's 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. People, pay attention. See what the movement that God has going on right now. Open your heart. Open your heart and allow God, the Holy Spirit, to enter in so you don't have to crucify your own self. You don't have to stay in a place of captivity. You don't have to be your biggest enemy. All you need to do is sit and say, I surrender all on this day. I give myself away to you and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. Listen, ADM loves you, but God loves you most. We pray that this on today, that this love thing touched some hearts, that it gave some people a place where they can sit and understand what's going on. Because I know one thing, I got tired of living in captivity. I got tired of always looking over my back. Right now, I'm just as free as a butterfly. And one thing, I have an awareness. When I'm about to slip, I pinch myself. I have to bring myself back into a place. Most people say reality. I'm going to say spirituality, to let me know that you are not going to turn back. You will not walk those same steps all over again. You will not go through those same hardships all over again. You will not go through that humility all over again. You will not allow your posture to be lagging over. You will continue to stand upright. And as I continue to stand upright, I strive to make a difference in my life every single day. And I cannot do it without the love of God. So I pray that each and every one of you today identify whatever it is, but look at self. One thing that we were taught at ADM when I first got there was about that mirror effect. I would encourage you, and that mirror effect is you looking in the mirror and you talking to yourself and you see some things that you and only you need to see, and you identify those things and you start calling them out. You start calling them out. And I want to go a bit further. When you call them out, call on, say love. Say love, because we already know what love is, and we know that it covers a multitude of things, and you cannot go wrong with the love of God, because he is love. So when you calling on the name of love, it's like we call on Jesus. When you in that mirror effect, you say love. Replace whatever you calling out with love. Allow that love to just resonate all over your body and just consume you, and then you will understand that you would never be the same. I want to say this, a change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I can truly say that on today. I will be glad when it's a multitude of us can say that and confess it and truly mean it in the name of Jesus. So again, it is Marvelous Monday. Go out, do something great. God loves us unconditionally. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. No matter what your circumstances is, he loves you, and you need to keep that in mind at all times. We will see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Be here. We love you, but God loves you most. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless you all.